Hey, welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me this morning. And hey, I want to pick up and continue a theme that I had started, I guess, last week, maybe even the week before that, about being, I called it being an overcomer in a crazy upside down world. And this was stirred in my heart. Maybe it may have been a month ago, but now maybe 3 weeks ago, I was sitting in my, I can call it my prayer chair, a recliner, and I was just laid back and I was lifting my heart up to the Lord and just intently crying out to Him and seeking His face. And I believe with all my heart, I heard the Holy Spirit say, I want you to raise up overcomers. God does not want us to be overcome by the evil that is in the world. He does not want us to be overcome by fear. He does not want us to be overcome by anger. He does not want us to be overcome by anything except Himself. And today I'm going to read a passage and elaborate on it. So the words of Jesus in John 16, verse 33. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. In the world, you will have tribulation. Why will we have tribulation in the world? Because we live in a fallen world. We live in a world where Satan and demons are still here, roaming loose. Yes, Satan has been defeated. We'll talk about that more in this series. Satan has been defeated, finally defeated, by Jesus at the cross in his resurrection. But he was not annihilated. He's still around. And so we live in a fallen, sinful world where we have to deal with Satan and demons. And that is why in the world, Jesus said, you will have tribulation. We're not in heaven yet. Our lives are never going to be perfect in this present world because this present world is not heaven. If somebody tries to tell you, some preacher, that they never have any problems, that life is just, they're just floating on clouds and they're not telling the truth. I'll just say it bluntly. They're not telling the truth. They're not telling the truth. In the world, you shall have tribulation. Maybe they're trying to impress an audience with their great faith or something, but they are not having integrity. Jesus said, in the world, you will have tribulation, not because of God sending you tribulation, but because we live in a fallen, sinful world where Satan and demons run loose, where there are evil, sinful people, where there are all kinds of situations that we have to deal with and overcome. But notice Jesus didn't stop there. He said, but be of good cheer. In other words, be upbeat, be joyful. Be happy, be of good cheer when you have tribulation. Be of good cheer. Why? He said, because I have overcome the world. And you see, everything that Jesus did, he did on our behalf. He didn't go to the cross for himself. He didn't have to. He was God incarnate. He had no sin. He didn't go to the cross for himself. He went there for you and I. And at the cross, he overcame. In his life as a human being on earth, he overcame. We read about him overcoming Satan with the word in the wilderness, saying, it is written, it is written, it is written. And finally, Satan departed. And Matthew says the angels came and ministered to him. At the cross, he overcame Satan's attempt to destroy him, and God released his resurrection life and power, and he came out of the tomb with all power in heaven and earth, not for himself, but for us. So He makes this statement shortly before his departure, before his ascension into heaven. And he says, hey, guys, disciples, including you and I, in the world you're going to have tribulation, but I want you to be of good cheer, because the world does not have the power to overcome you. I have wrenched from Satan's hands the keys. That's what he said when he appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos in Revelation chapter 1, where he appeared in all of his glory. John said his face was like looking at the sun shining at noonday, and his voice was like the sound of many waters, like standing next to the Niagara Falls. And John, the sight was so overwhelming. John said, I fell at his feet as one dead, and he laid his hand upon me and said, don't be afraid, for I am he who was and is to come. And I have the keys. Keys speak of authority. I have the keys of death and hell. No, Satan doesn't have the keys. Jesus has the keys. And he did everything for you and I. And so he's saying, hey, guys, be of good cheer. You're going to have tribulation because you're still going to be in this fallen world. Satan and demons are still running around. But I want you to know, I have removed, taken away their ability to harm you and overcome you. So when you run into tribulation, I want you to be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. And because I have overcome the world, and I'm coming back in the person of the Holy Spirit to live in you, and no longer will I just be with you, I'm going to be in you. So then you too will be an overcomer over this world. And as this same John said in 1 John 4:4, he said, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. I think it might be the verse before that. He says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome him. For greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. It is God's will for you and I to be overcomers. And I'll leave you with the definition of overcome. It's the Greek word nikaw. N-I-K-A-W is how it would be translated. According to the Greek lexicon, it means to prevail, to be victorious, and to conquer. So whatever you face today, this week, this month, next year, it is God's will, and he has provided the tools and the weapons and everything that you need to prevail and be an overcomer. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast, and I'm praying for you that you will overcome whatever situation you are facing today in Jesus' name. And if Sue and I can be a blessing to you and pray with you about anything, go to my website, our website. It's my name, eddiehyatt.com, and there you'll see a picture of Sue and me, and on my picture is my email address. On Sue's pictures, her email address. Feel free to send us an email. Check out our bookstore there on our website. Those same books are available on Amazon. There are some incredible books there that will be a great blessing to you. So check them out, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.